information, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
I missed this last week, even though, of course, I enjoyed holidays. But, hey, I always look forward to Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. We give you a chance to show how smart you are. And as Brent Lauchs, who filled in for me last week, reminded you, this has been going on for a long time. John Gormley did Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener for a long time. And so when the transition happened, John makes his decision. He's going to retire, and I'm stepping into the show. One of the things that John talked about is you're going to want to keep this segment going because this is a good one. People love this segment, and I've grown to love it as well. It's essentially this easy. We ask you a question. Yeah, it's usually a bit of a tricky question that not everyone is going to have the answer right there on the top of their head. But if you know the answer and you're the first one through, and you get the answer correct. And by the way, I mean through on the phone line. This is not a text competition. It's a phone competition. 1-877-332-8255. If you are the first one through and you haven't won in 2025, then you could be the winner. It's that easy. In fact, Murray Bazchuk, who was last week's winner, I don't know if he found it easy or not. Let's find out. Murray joining me by phone. How's it going today, Murray? I got you there. Yeah. So did you find it easy? I looked at last week's question. I thought, man, this is impossible. How did you know the answer?
Yeah, I Googled it.
I love your honesty. I love your honesty. So the question last week, 100 years ago, this was happening three times a day in the White House. Murray, you knew the answer was what?
Riding an electric horse.
Right. President Calvin Coolidge had an electric horse put into the White House. Kind of looked like one of those bulls that you would find in a bar, basically. And that's a mechanical bull ride, but he was riding it like a horse, and you knew the answer to that, which means you were officially Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Did all of Warman celebrate your success, Murray?
You know, it was pretty quiet. I think I was on and off pretty quick. So, yeah.
Well, we're happy for you. Congratulations on being the reigning champ, and I know you have today's question for us. So we're about to challenge some folks with this. Let's hear the question, Murray.
In the 1990s, these were officially standardized.
In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. Okay. Short and sweet, Murray. Thanks so much. Thanks for being a great winner.
Yeah, thank you.
Murray Bazchuk, who is from Warman, he was last week's winner and gave us this week's question. Phone lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. Let me just paint the picture of what just happened. We had a phone line bank that was full of callers. Murray asks the question, and half of them drop off. Nope, don't like that question, don't know the answer. But now the phone lines are lighting up again, so someone knows the answer. Let's start with Lorne in Moores Beach. Lorne, how are you today?
Well, I'm better than all those chickens that took off.
That's right. You're not going to chicken out. Have you got the answer? I'm going to give you the question again. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized.
Well, I'm thinking it has to have something to do with Craven, so we're going to go with cowboy boot sizes.
I like, you know, you're picking themes. You think about what's popular right now. You're thinking Craven. Good guess, but no. Not Craven. Thanks for playing along, and thanks for getting us started. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Someone knows this answer. This is a piece of knowledge. This is not so obscure that people won't know it. I know someone knows the answer to this. Is it David in Saskatoon? How are you, David?
Not too bad. Thanks, Evan.
That's good. Okay. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What do you think?
No, I'm just something political. Something political. That's right. I don't have a good answer. The Elections Act was standardized.
Okay, good guess. You were thinking on your feet, and you came up with an answer. No, it's not that. from one David in Saskatoon to another David in Saskatoon. How are you, Dave?
Good.
In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about?
Well, I don't know, but could it be seatbelts?
Seatbelts. Standardized versus legalized, maybe two different things, but no, that's not the answer we're looking for, David, but thanks for playing along. It's not seatbelts. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Maybe this is a tough one. Maybe this is one of those ones where I'm going to have to give a hint, or maybe, just maybe, Daryl in Regina is going to take home the prize today because he knows in the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about, Daryl?
I'm going to take a guess. Worldwide website.
Okay. The web. WWW. No, not worldwide webs, but thanks for trying along. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, where am I going to go next? Let's go to Warman, which is the home of our last winner, Murray. Today, we've got Mark from Warman on the phone. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mark?
I would have to say cell phones.
Ah, okay. There's a good guess. I can see why you'd go there. No, cell phones is not the answer, but thanks for playing along. Not cell phones. What is it? Not seatbelts. 1-877-332-8255. And remember, I already see people playing on the text line. That's fine. I'm not going to discourage you from texting in, but you can't win that way. You've got to win by phoning. And if you phone and are the first one through, then perhaps you will be the one. Les in Saskatoon. Maybe it's you. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about?
Are they nutritional food labels?
Hey, that is a good answer. In fact, I did my own Google search and I found nutritional food labels was one of the things that popped up. But no, that's not what we're looking for. But thanks for playing along. So it's not nutritional food labels. So for the Googlers out there, that is something that came up. I know that because I always do my own Google check as well. Because you don't want it to be too easy, obviously. But it's not nutritional food labels. It's not seatbelts. It's not cell phones. It's not a piece of legislation. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. Jason in Saskatoon. How's it going today, Jason?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too shabby. I'm hoping you got the answer to my question today. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized.
Was it something to do with the weight of, like, the kilogram?
No, not something to do with weight. Thanks for playing along, Jason. 1-877-332-8255. Not something to do with the weight of the kilogram. What is it? Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Challenging you once again. Let's go to Belgoni, Saskatchewan. I got Brad on the line. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What, Brad?
Movie ratings.
Movie ratings is not right. Oh. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. We've had some good guesses. Movie ratings, the weight of a kilogram, nutritional food labels, cell phones, seatbelts. None of those are right. What is it? Let's go to Karenport, Saskatchewan, for my next contestant. Adam is calling in. What's happening in Karenport today, Adam?
Just burning in the heat, Evan, that's all.
It's a warm one, I know that for sure. Okay, here's the question. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. You know what I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about PALs, gun licenses.
Ah, okay. So that is not the answer I'm looking for, but do you know something that I don't know about PALs?
Well, I believe it was 90-something that they were made standard. I think it was 95.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, that makes it a good guess, but sadly, it's not the one I'm looking for, but thanks for playing along. So it's not PALs. What is it? The question today, in the 1990s, these were officially standardized. It was early. 1990s. I'll say that as we go into our commercial break and more hints to follow. If you don't, if we don't get a winner, the hints continue to come forward. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about? We'll take a break. We'll come back. And I got Doreen from Macoun, Saskatchewan on the line. She is my next contestant when we come back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle.
1-877-332-8255. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is well underway. We've had a number of people playing along. So far, no one has got the answer. The question again today, proving to be a little more tricky than we first thought, perhaps. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. Not seatbelts, not cell phones, not nutritional food labels, not the weight of a kilogram, not movie ratings, not PALs or possession certificates, essentially, for owning a firearm. It's none of those things. I did give a small hint saying it was in the early 1990s that these were standardized. What do you think we're talking about? Phone lines are open. Phone lines are lined up. I know someone is going to get this answer, and maybe it's Doreen in Macoun. Doreen, thanks for calling in. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it daytime running lights on vehicles?
No, it's not. But good guess. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. That's a good one. And so maybe, you know, I think what is happening maybe a little bit is people are confusing standardized versus legalized or put into legislation. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized so that they would be essentially the same around the world. What are we talking about? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Lillian in Silton, Saskatchewan. Lillian, first of all, Silton is just down the lake from Craven. Do you get, does Country Thunder impact you at all?
We're actually out at Spring Bay, but no, it's pretty calm.
Okay. So you're not, you're not close enough. You're hearing the music or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in to Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about?
Is it the SATs?
No. Not the SATs, but thank you for playing along. Okay, let's keep going. Where am I going to head to next? Let's go to Scott in Pilot Butte. How are you today, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great if you've got the answer for me. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What am I talking about?
I'm going to say the pictograms for women.
No, but that is a pretty specific answer. Where did that come from?
They've kind of been doing some standardization for labeling for Wemyss over the years. I didn't know if it was in the early 90s.
Okay. I mean, that's a good nugget of information. Thanks for playing along. I appreciate it. Even though it's not right, that's okay. 1-877-332-8255 North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Kirk is on the line. Kirk, in the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What?
Your hints kind of threw me off now. I was going to guess highway signs or roadway signage.
Highway signs? No, not highway signs, but thanks for playing along. Okay, next hint, think sporting equipment. Think sporting equipment. Maybe that'll help you. Maybe that gets you a little bit closer. Maybe that's too obscure and it doesn't get you anywhere. I don't know. 1-877-332-8255. Jace in Regina. Jace, here's the question. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. I said it was in the early 90s. Now I've said think sporting equipment. Do you know my answer?
Well, you kind of threw me off with your hint right now, but I'm going to go with a hockey helmet.
Hockey helmet? No. But you're getting closer. You're getting closer. I mean, I'm going to be honest, you're still a ways away, but you're getting closer. So let's see if Mark in Saskatoon can help us get the answer. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What do you think, Mark?
I was thinking vaccinations, but no. So I'm going to go with maybe hockey puck.
Hockey puck No. It's not hockey. It's not hockey, but I will say this. If you think sporting equipment, and if you think sporting equipment that would be popular and in use right now in Saskatchewan. Okay, now I'm really steering you in the direction now. 1-877-332-8255. Rory in Saskatoon, do you know my answer?
No, he stumped me with that that hint. I don't know the answer.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give you a chance to guess. I'm going to read it again. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. Think sporting equipment, and think sporting equipment that might be used this time of the year in Saskatchewan.
Lacrosse, I don't know.
Okay, good guess. No, nothing to do with lacrosse, nothing to do with hockey. Let's go to Doug in Liberty, Saskatchewan. Doug, in the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What?
Boy, I was all sure it was going to be wind chill, but I will have to take a wag at rodeo something, wagon races.
Okay.
Something to do with the wagon races.
I'll tell you what you've done is you've officially wiped out the entire category of rodeo, because I'm going to tell people no, it's got nothing to do with rodeo. It is a sport that is played this time of the year in the province. It is a piece of equipment from that sport that was standardized officially in the 1990s. We got to be zoning in on it. Marvin Saskatoon, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I just heard your last hints. I was going to go with helmets for hockey, but yeah, I don't think that's...
Not hockey, but that one's been guessed already. Do you want to take another wag at something?
Oh, no smoking laws.
Yeah.
No,
I heard your call a friend in the background. No smoking laws.
No. Thanks.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for playing along. Okay, Isaac in Regina. I have confidence, Isaac. Can you do this? Can you give us the answer? In the 1990s, these were officially standardized.
I sure hope so, Evan. I'm going to say mouth guards.
Oh, no. Not mouth guards. Not mouth guards, but thanks for playing along. It's a piece of sporting equipment that is used this time of the year in Saskatchewan. Oh, what is it? 1-877-332-8255. There were some discrepancies. They were different sizes at one time. In fact, there was an American version and a British version. But in the 1990s, they were officially standardized to be the same size. Okay. I've said even a little bit more there now. Maybe that will help. Maybe that will help. Okay, where am I going next? Let's go to Harold. Where are you calling from, Harold?
It's Gerald.
Oh, Gerald. Okay, have you got my answer?
I think it's a football.
Oh, close, but no. Not a football, but I like that part of that answer is right. Not a football, but what? Tony, what do you say?
Soccer ball.
No, not a soccer ball. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. James, have you got my answer?
Baseball?
No, it's not a baseball. Okay, not a football, not a soccer ball, not a baseball. If I could keep it in the fairway, Oh, listen. Usually in the water. Okay, so listen, we're up against the break, right? So we're going to have to take a break. I know I've got a guest coming in studio here for the next segment, but we're going to get an answer. We'll throw people back on hold here. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. We're honing in on it. Sporting equipment. We've had football, baseball, soccer ball. It's not those. What is it? My guess is we're going to get it in the next caller, but we take a break and come back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. I hit it hard. All right, well, we are back without a winner in Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener, which does not happen very often. Typically, by the bottom of the hour, we've got a winner, but we haven't today, so we're going to continue this on. Today's Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener question, in the 1990s, these were officially standardized. We've had a couple of hints. It's sporting equipment related. Okay, in the order they came in during the break, I'm going to start with Wes in Saskatoon. Wes, what's your answer?
There's a soccer ball.
Soccer ball? No. Sorry, it's not soccer ball, but thanks for playing along. I'm going to stay in Saskatoon and go to Steve next. Thanks for calling in, Steve. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. What's the answer?
Softball?
No, not softball. Oh, we are getting, like, we've got to get it. Barry is on the road this morning. Barry, have you got my answer?
Golf ball.
Golf balls. He did it. I knew we would get there. You're on the road. Are you on the road in the province today, Barry?
Nope. Just at work right now.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we appreciate you listening in. And the answer is golf balls. In the 1990s, these were officially standardized. The British golf ball used to be 1.62 inches. The American golf ball, 1.68 inches.